Welcome back to Real Life with Vanessa Autry. I'm Vanessa, your host, well-being advocate, and author of The Art of Balancing Burnout. As always, I'm so grateful you're here, tuning in and taking this time for yourself. Today's episode is one I've been inspired to share. What to do while you wait. Can I be honest with you? I hate waiting. Whether it's being stuck in traffic, standing in the checkout line, sitting in the doctor's office, or the quiet hope in my heart that I hope will finally manifest, waiting is not my specialty. As a young girl, I was taught that patience is a virtue. And while I've tried to live out that principle, I often find myself exhaling hard, tapping my toes, and silently begging the universe to move things along. And yet, here I am again, in another season of waiting. Recently, I went on submission for my new book. And somewhere between meetings, laundry, grocery shopping, and self-inflicted deadlines, I catch myself anxiously refreshing my inbox, hoping for that next yes. It's unnerving, tummy-twisting, and honestly, a little souring. I do my best to hold on to peace and keep a good attitude. But there are days I want to raise an Italian gesture to the sky and yell, "Hurry up already!" Patience is not my finest trait, I know. Maybe it's my type A leaning personality, or maybe it's just the fact that I'm human. But I have a feeling I'm not the only one. Are you waiting on something too? Maybe a big deal to close, or a breakthrough that feels like it's long overdue? Perhaps a relationship to blossom, or maybe even heal. Whatever is aching, wherever you are in your waiting, this episode is for you. Because today, we're talking about how we wait, with intention, grace, and quiet strength. In a world that rewards immediate gratification, instant responses, same-day shipping, and overnight success, patience can feel like a lost art. But the kind of patience I want to talk to you about today isn't passive. It's not weakness. It's a quiet, grounded strength, a patience that you cultivate over time. Patience, at its core, is really about trust. Trust that what you're doing matters, even when the results aren't immediate. Trust that not everything needs to arrive today. Trust that not every answer needs to be rushed. And trust that not every dream needs to be fast-tracked. But let's be real. Waiting is uncomfortable. Waiting can stir up restlessness, anxiety, doubt. That's okay. You don't have to pretend like you like waiting. Cultivated patience begins by noticing that discomfort, not judging it. It's about feeling that tight chest, those twitchy fingers, and that constant urge to do something, anything, to speed things up. And once you've let that go, you realize that patience is about pausing, breathing, choosing not to fix or escape it, but to sit with it. Because that pause, that's where patience grows. I recently indulged in my first omakase meal. It's a minimalist Japanese dining experience where the chef selects each course for you. You don't get a menu. You don't get to choose. You simply sit, receive, and trust. The word omakase translates to, "I'll leave it up to you." I think there's something deeply spiritual about that. Because what you're really saying is, "I trust the chef. I trust their vision, their skill, their timing. I don't need to control to enjoy this experience. I just need to be present." This experience of omakase was enlightening for me because in many ways, life is omakase. You don't get the full menu up front. You don't know why some things are delayed or why others arrive before you're ready. But the invitation is always the same. Trust the process. Trust the timing. Trust the chef, whether that's God, the universe, or your own quiet inner knowing. Trust doesn't mean you stop showing up. Still bring your curiosity, your appetite, your willpower. But trust means you have to loosen your grip on the outcome. You have to stop micromanaging the experience and allow room for something better, because you couldn't have sculpted or scripted it any other way. Some of the courses will surprise you, some might challenge your palate, and others may feel underwhelming. But each course is part of the experience. Don't skip ahead, don't rush to plating, simply trust the chef. So, if life feels a little slow right now, or you're waiting on something, craving clarity, and all you're getting is quiet, just know that your next course is being prepared. So sit at the table, breathe, trust, and eventually, you'll receive. This is the art of omakase. Here's something I've noticed, and maybe you felt it too. The moment you stop focusing so tightly on something, it often arrives. Not like magic, not instantly, but with a quiet timing you couldn't have forced. You want the job, the call, the breakthrough. You obsess, you hunch your shoulders, tighten your grip, and then eventually you find yourself exhausted. So what do? You let go. Not in defeat, but in trust. Go for a walk, call a friend, stop staring at the door that you're waiting to open. And then poof, it shows up. It's like the universe has been waiting. Not for your effort, but for your release. That's the paradox. To manifest something deeply, you often have to let it go. Not in a careless way, but in a way that says, I've done my part, now I have to trust the timing. You shift your attention, not because you've stopped caring, but because you've stopped needing to control the outcome. Instead of gripping and grappling, you choose to let go and live your life. I believe this is where inner sacred space is cultivated. It also breaks the gateway open for good things to arrive. So, if you're holding on to an outcome right now, check your grip. Are you holding it like a prayer or a panic? The practice of waiting isn't to forget, it's to release, to care deeply, and hold lightly. Now, I think it's important to sit in that vulnerable space between what if it doesn't work out and what if it does. Because that space, that tension, is where I think we live most of our lives. If I'm being honest, I used to spiral. What if I'm wasting my time? What if I'm wrong? What if I'm going the wrong way? What if I fail? Those fears are very real and very raw, but so is the other side. We have to be mindful to look at the flip side of the coin. What if it does work out? What if the very thing I'm trusting for is preparing me to receive? And what if no matter what happens, everything will be okay? Because cultivated patience isn't about outcomes. It's about our personal identity, the version of ourselves we think we need to be. Cultivated patience gives us the strength to say, whether it happens or it doesn't, I'm worthy. Or, everything's working out for my good, even if it's not working right now. We don't need to choose between hope and fear. We can learn to dance between them. Because that is the synergy of a life well lived. That is the heartbeat of waiting well. Which leads us to our final topic and the core idea behind this episode. How do we wait well? Because waiting is an unavoidable part of life's journey, but suffering through it, I think that part's optional. Here are some key practices that I have been integrating into my life lately. Perhaps these ideas can help you too. Keep a positive mindset. I think this is a no-brainer, but I'm not talking blind optimism or toxic positivity. It's the quiet belief that this moment matters, you're alive. So stay hopeful and stay present. invest in parallel growth. If one dream is on pause, put your attention somewhere else. Learn, love, stretch, because life is interconnected this way. So let things flow. Remember your breath, because I seem to forget mine all the time, especially when I'm waiting. I start to feel shallow, achy, and tight-chested, and then I inhale. I let the moment pass. Every time I return to my breath, I seem to return to myself. Another idea is practicing emotional agility. Let doubt and hope sit at the table with you. All emotions are welcome to dine. Don't rush to silence either one. Simply learn to observe how you're feeling without becoming too attached. Stay gently engaged. Revisit what you're hoping for often. Adjust it. Refine it. Pray if you want, but don't obsess. Another that's recently becoming my favorite is create meaning in the meantime. Don't treat your present as a prelude. Let your now matter. Let your now be enough. And finally, remember, everything in life is working for your good. Maybe not how you expect it, maybe not when you expect, but always in its own perfect time. So breathe, trust, be present. Because what's coming, it's not just about the arrival. It's about the version of yourself you become along the way. So, here's your invitation. Wait well, my friend. Trust the chef. Loosen your grip. Hold space for the tandem between what if it doesn't and what if it does. Learn to accept both outcomes. Because the magic of your life isn't just in the arrival. It's in the growth, the quiet strength, and the gentle peace when you stop grasping so tightly so life can unfold on its own terms. As we close, I'll leave you with a quote from A.A. Milne. The river knows this. There is no hurry. We shall get there someday. So breathe, trust, stay present, because when what you're waiting for finally arrives, I have a feeling you'll be ready. Until next time, stay healthy and keep showing up for the real, beautiful, messy life that's yours.